a men's cologne with lots of dash.
A tiny drop makes quite a splash. English leather.
English leather.
Want to make a splash this fall? English leather is all you really need. English leather aftershave and cologne. It's bold, bracing, comes on strong. Just a drop makes quite a splash. Because English leather is one of those things women really like about a man. So now that summer's over, it's time to make the scene. Make a splash with English leather. And don't forget this refreshing English leather line. And the rugged new Timberline, too. English leather. It's all you really need.
English leather.
English leather.
English leather.
1910 Fruit Gum Company at 8:20 tonight. More information on Mrs. Anderson. You'll find out all about it. It's past 8 o'clock, Tom Campbell, Hilo Time, and the Hilo Jackpot waiting for you is $43.01, and that means when I ask you for the Hilo Jackpot, give me that figure, I'll give you all the money instantly. Take a look at Levi's at Gretman's and Hayward, San Lorenzo and Fremont. And by the way, don't forget, Gretman's is giving away 15 Avco cassette recorders. No purchase necessary. Just sign up at any Gretman store.
Put your bad self.
Hey, what's that, James Brown?
Say it louder. Say it louder. Say it louder. Look here. Some people say we got a lot of malice. Some say it's a lot of nerve. Take two eyes to make a pair.
telling me that you're near. You stop telling my urchin, babe. Wings got a need in me that no one can hear except.
This love is not a confession. When I tell the world that I love you. This love is not a confession. When I tell the things that I want to.
I love you. What a little gold ring you wear on your hand that makes me understand. There's another before me, could ever be mine. I'm wasting my time. Staggering through the daytime, your image on my mind. Passing so close beside you, babe. Sometimes the feelings are so hard to hide, but
in my midnight confession, when I tell the world that I love you. In my midnight confession, when I tell the things that I want to.
Confession, when I'm telling the world that I love you.
In my midnight confession, when I tell all the things that I want to.
Midnight Confession, the Grassroots, here on the Tom Campbell Show at KYA. And we're going to try to play a lot of music and give away a lot of money, as you hear the high-low game. And I am not here to try to depress you or make you feel bad or anything else. You know what has happened. We'll be talking about it around 8:20. Speak of the devil, a couple of fellas just came in, believe it or not, and they've been on vacation. And the fellas have only been here in San Francisco for about 3 days, and they used to listen to my show back in Dayton, Ohio. What's your name?
Kurt Black.
And Dennis McCarthy.
That's something. Would you fellas do me a favor? This one girl, a fan of mine, said that she called another station. They said that I had done the same thing in Dayton, Ohio, or somewhere else, or something of the sort. Had, like, you know, taken away from audience. Did I ever do anything like that in Dayton,
Ohio?
No,
sir, no.
Never. That's right. And these fellas, you heard their names, are both from Dayton, Ohio, and listen to my show year after year. And I've never, ever have ever resorted to this, but it really is just, you don't know how I feel right now. I just, pardon me, I just am washed out completely. I just feel empty. And this woman has done it. You heard her on the talk show. She claims that that was she. It sounded like her. And all I can say is that bless the hearts of the people. And I'm not only teenagers and kids, but people in their 20s, 30s, 40s that have been out on the street today, so I understand, going door to door, getting signatures against Mrs. Anderson. I understand that Mrs. Anderson even has had some people out getting signatures for her. I don't know. But tomorrow night will be the day of recognition. And from some of the letters, which I will read later on the show, she has a good chance that she may win. You never know. I don't know. I haven't gone through the mail yet, but we'll find out what does happen. This is KYA. This is the Tom Campbell Show.
You can sure have a fun time at Marine World. It's wet and wonderful. Played with a baby alligator.
I bought some beautiful gifts.
A human pyramid of girls on water skis?
I bought some beautiful gifts.
Fun is everywhere at Marine World, with its 60 acres of wet and wonderful shows and exhibits. See Judy, the water skiing baby elephant, and an 8,000-pound killer whale. At Marine World, you actually touch creatures of the sea, watch them perform, and see a fabulous water ski show to boot. See kite-flying skiers 100 feet in the air, clowns perform crazy stunts, powerboats ram each other at incredible speeds. Fun is waiting for you right now at Marine World. Don't miss it.
Take the Ralston Avenue exit off Bayshore to Marine World Parkway, open daily 9:30 to 6:30 in Redwood City.
Okay, thanks to Kurt and Dennis, by the way, who are visiting in San Francisco from Dayton, Ohio. They heard me on the air tonight, and they came to the rescue because they said, Tom, we want to verify that you have never done this before, and we've listened to your show for years and back in Dayton, Ohio, and that if anybody says that they're full of hogwash, and they are. Hey, listen, the weather report, fair tomorrow through Wednesday, a little cloudiness along the coast. Tonight's low 55 to 60. Westerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Around the bay, 73 in San Jose, 16 in San Rafael, and in Oakland. 66 degrees currently in San Francisco.
Hey, Jude.
The Beatles.
Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey, Jude. Don't be afraid.
Show from KYA, 17 minutes past 8, high-low time. Why don't we play high-low? Would you like to play high-low? I'll tell you what, I've got to clear all the lines here. Let me clear the lines, and I hate to do this, and a lot of you people have been calling. I am not taking regular calls tonight, and I'll tell you why. In case you wonder what has actually happened, I'll be explaining in a few minutes. But to like a ton of people who were out in front of the KYA studio Saturday night, when I couldn't even look them in the eye, and the tears were rolling down my cheeks, and they were. I was so mad at Mrs. Anderson. You don't know. And you ask any one of those people whether I was serious about what I'm doing or not, and I think they'll tell you how exactly I felt, because, boy, I am right now. I can't explain how I feel, and I think you can sense that, and I hope you can, because it's not a publicity stunt. You'll find that out tomorrow night. Nothing to do with the station whatsoever. It happened to me, and it's my baby. Let's see what happens. 17 minutes past 8 o'clock on KY. Let's play high-low. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the fourth action line caller, if you'd like to call. Call me at 478-3234, 832-915-1575, 1877, or the brand-new Peninsula number, 697-9877. The amount of money, by the way, is $43.01. Just give me that amount of money, tell me it, and the dough is yours, okay?
Hey! Nothing beats the smooth, nothing Today's Hams is the biggest beer news since the bottle opener. Hams takes an extra brewing step to smooth out the natural bitterness of the hops. What comes through is the smoothest beer you ever tasted. Hams, the smooth. Have you tried it yet?
Nothing depresses me.
Yeah, 19 minutes past 8 o'clock on the Tom Campbell Show. High Low Time, we're going to play High Low right after this coming record. And again, the jackpot, in case you're wondering, I'm going to give it to you because, well, tonight very well could be my last night. It's up to you people listening to me, whether you say that you want me to stay and that you believe in what I do, loaning out things. And I just can't really. Mrs. Anderson wasn't the only one. There was another radio station that really tried to make fun of me for what I do, and it's real. And I think these guys from Dayton, Ohio, isn't it real? Didn't I do it in Dayton?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, isn't that right?
You never did in Dayton.
That's right. I never left here anything else, but I sure helped people when I was there, didn't I?
Yes, sir, that's right.
That's right. And I tell you, not bragging or anything else. I've always been that way, and I tell you, it just really tore me up. And when people try to do something good, there's always a few plastic people that try to put it down and try to smear you with it. And sometimes the bad guys win, but I think the good people win in the long run. 20 minutes past 8 o'clock on KYA. Let's play Heidel right now, okay? Meanwhile, at Golden Gate Park, it's 20 minutes past 8, high low time on KYA. I'm going to take the 14th action line caller. The jackpot is 4301. Just give me the number. You got it.
Sunday morning in Golden Gate Park.
It's 23 minutes past 8 o'clock on the Campbell Show. Ferry Aarons of Berkeley, California is on the line getting ready to play the high-low game. And I hope that she knows that the jackpot's $43.01 because if she gives me that figure, that's what it is. And she'll win it.
Kirby's will sell you innocence for $5.99. Oh, baby.
There she stands so innocent. Gives me her hand so innocent. All that's love is ours to share.
Has something for your feet, sweet. Innocent shoes. Little girly shoes with Mistress Mary Jane straps on neat little heels. All done up in Antigua patterns for fall. Add Kirby's innocent purse and opaque stockings and you may be the doll of the year. Smile, baby. For $5.99, how could you go wrong?
There she walks so innocent.
Kirby's is a family thing.
Oh, yeah. Visit the Kirby Shoe Store in Redwood City at the Woodside Plaza Shopping Center, or at Hayward at 1100 West Tennyson Road. Bank, AmeriCard, and MasterCharge are accepted. And right now we're playing High Low with Fiore Aarons of Berkeley, California. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi. I hope you come up to New York or something to see me.
I don't think you're leaving.
I hope not. I hope not. Do you think the people will really back me up?
I really think so, because I think you're terrific.
Well, I think they will, too. I'm going to be honest with you. I really do, and I'm not going to lie, and I'm not... this isn't a gimmick. These two fellows that are here in the studio right now from Dayton, Ohio, and I did not know they were here. They heard me in the show talking about it, and they wanted to stick up for me, because one little girl who called another station, and they really tried to put me down, as usual,
yeah.
And another thing about a bunch... I'm not going to put them down, but she told me exactly what they said, and they're just full of it, because these fellows here are right now, and they'll give you their name and address back in Dayton, Ohio. They listened to me for years, and they are not friends of mine. They knew me from on the air, and what else can I say? But I'll tell you what, I hope you can tell me how much is in the high-low jackpot. How much?
$43.01.
How did you guess it?
Well...
Pretty hard, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got it. Congratulations. Let's see what the computer says.
Correct. Answer. Correct. Answer. The jackpot is yours.
Hey!
Hey!
We got another winner.
Bill, you just won yourself. What school did he go to?
Willard Junior High.
Well, you just won yourself $43.01. You know something else?
What?
The next high-low jackpot is $52.26.
Oh, great.
Let's... How about that?
I called up, and I didn't even know I was calling up to play on the radio or anything.
Oh,
I
you just...
I'll tell you that I think you should stay, because you're really terrific, and you make a lot of us happy. Yeah.
Well, bless your heart. God bless you, Fury. I really appreciate that, and I hope that somebody can use the money, because I'm giving all the answers to all the games tonight. 52-26, is that right? Yeah, 52-26 is the next jackpot, and I hope somebody can use that money. Thanks, you, Fury. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're going down to Itchy Coop Park here, 26 minutes past 8 o'clock on the Tall Tom Campbell Show from KYA.
Over bridge of sighs, to rest my eyes in shades of green. Under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Where I cried.
The clock of tears there.
Tell you why.
It's all.
My boss, he says, what are you doing? You're giving away the answers to the contest. Well, I think if this is my last night, doggone it, I'm going to make sure everybody wins, and there's a lot of you folks out there that can use that money. Our next jackpot is $52.26, and if you need some money, doggone it, don't call now, because you cannot play the game. In fact, the lines are cleared before the game, so if you're calling now, you'll never get through and you'll never win the game. You can't do it. If you call now ahead of time, you may as well kiss the money goodbye. But when I do tell you to call a little bit later for the high-low game, the answer and the correct answer for the game is $52.26. And I hope that somebody wins it that can use it, because right now I could sure use a friend. And I'll tell you, if there's anybody listening in the area of San Francisco and you got an extra room or something, I might like to stay with you tonight.
Every man is a searcher. He's searching to find what makes him different. He wants to be numero uno. Numero uno, the newest idea in colognes for men. A collection of the four basic masculine scents. Find yours with a searcher kit, a jigger of each scent. Then get a full-size bottle of the Numero Uno cologne that makes it for you.
Broadcasting of California.
This is the sound. It's number one. Radio KYA.
Now, more music from KYA, San Francisco.
8:30, everybody. The Harper Valley PTA. From the Tom Campbell Show at KYA.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife. You've been drinking and or running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA.
Meeting off the Harper Charlie, the Harper Valley PTA, and so many wonderful people. Another telegram that came in just a few minutes ago. Dear Tom, you are right. Stay in San Francisco. Karen Goucher. And it comes from San Francisco. A lot of telegrams. Those I can open. The regular mail I don't. And we will open it starting Tuesday night. And we will see exactly what happens. And again, I promise you that I would not do that, that it is not a publicity stunt or anything else. Because I'll tell you something. A lot of people think, well, everybody's going to stick up for me. Now, sure, a lot of you folks will stick up for me. And I think you will. At least I hope you will. But people like Mrs. Anderson, they got a lot of tricks, too. People like, well, I won't mention any other names, okay? But like Mrs. Anderson, have little tricks up their sleeve. And who knows, maybe she'll get all her friends, or maybe she would, out of meanness, write 5,000 cards with different names on them and mail them all in herself. I got letters here. You know, really, I got to read you a couple of letters that came in here. Here's one about the Mad Bomber. Here's a guy I thought was my friend. I listened to your station. He wrote this to my boss. Listen to your station constantly. Consider yours the finest damn product in the Bay Area. Have often called in on Tommy Saunders' talk show as the Mad Bomber. Met you at the station once. Anyway, the purpose of this letter is to complain about DJ Tom Campbell. As a person, I don't know him, which is a lie. He does know me. We have met. But as a DJ, he seems revoltingly super sincere. What's wrong with being a real person being sincere? That is a general gripe. As of the last night, I have a more specific one. Friday night, Mr. Campbell said that the inventory had been taken on the Magnetic Monsters, which it was. A case was missing. True. Went on to say that it was rumored that I had been around the station the past week, was connected with its disappearance. And again, in that case, jokingly, I did say it was rumored. A couple of kids say, hey, maybe the Mad Bomber did it. And that was the only reason it was said. Thursday the 5th, I was in San Francisco to shop for some clothes. The first time in over a month, I was in the city where I came nowhere near your station. I had nothing to do with the problem. I hope Mr. Campbell will promptly apologize to me. I will apologize to him because it was in fun. And he has had quite a reputation that way. And from his friends who also wrote in, quote, here, this is one from Sincerely Val. I'll read part of the letter. He has already made a bad impression with the adults. We have as many adults as we do younger people that listen to the station, I feel. Anyway, made a bad impression with the adults listening to KY. Take, for example, Mrs. Anderson, who accused him of corrupting the world. I admit she was a little weird, but she had the right idea, fire Campbell, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it says, anyway, so get rid of him quick or you'll see a different decline in KY's ratings. Stay on the good side of the bomber, and you have a good friend for life. Sincerely, Val. And there were a couple of other letters. I could go on and on. Not too many, but it seems that the only bad ones were from Mrs. Anderson and friends of the Mad Bomber. Here's one. Mr. Kester, I have a complaint. One of your DJs, Tom Campbell, accused my friend the Mad Bomber of taking a case of Magnetic Monsters. I know that the bomber didn't take the case, and I didn't appreciate him accusing him of this. I think you should fire Tom Campbell, but first make him apologize. KY would be better off without him. Well, maybe it would, but there you go. And I am being honest and reading the bad ones on the air which were received by him. The rest were good. We have many, many good letters. So it's a toss-up, and it's up to you people. And it's no joke. My future is in your hands right now. 23 minutes away from 9 o'clock, it's KYA.
Yesterday they took away my window. But I still see things. Can't do, do your own thing, do your own thing today.
How come whatever most of them don't like, we like most? Like brass on shoes. There's a store full of them at Tom McCann. Shoes with big brass buckles and brass chains. Brass on shoes. If it's your thing, well, you can do it at Tom McCann for $8.99 to $10.99.
Do your own thing. Do your own thing today.
You know, that's what I've been trying to say for 7 months, folks. Do your own thing. Free at all Tom McCann stores. I'm doing my own thing. Get your KYA book covers and find out about a special album offer. KYA book covers free at Tom McCann. And a lot of people are wondering, what can we do, Tom? One thing, and not to be corny, if you believe in what I believe in and loaning out my things, and you know what Mrs. Anderson said, if you think I'm right, just stick up for me. Send a letter or a postcard. If you don't believe it, if you think she's right, be honest. I'm not going to try to talk you out of it. You want to get rid of me? Just agree with Mrs. Anderson, and that's all it takes. And tomorrow night, they'll start counting the mail, and we'll find out. And it's legit. It has to be here. Couldn't be here at KYA. 22 minutes away from 9 o'clock from KYA.
KYA weather.
Then tomorrow through Wednesday, a little cloudiness along the coast. The low tonight, 55 to 60. The high tomorrow, 70 to 80 degrees. Westerly winds, 10 to 20 miles per in the afternoon. It's 66 in San Francisco, 68 in San Jose, and about 67 in San Rafael right now. Hey, if you want to be happy, listen to Chris Edwards, a great guy. Well, it's about a quarter to three in the morning when Russ the Moose had the love line. That's a golden gate right here on the Tom Campbell Show at KY 1260.
What would the boys say if they knew? What would the boys say if they knew? How would they react to the clear and simple fact that Tackle works for girls too?
Tackle Medicated Clear Gel. Not a very feminine name, but then what's so feminine about acne, pimples, and blackheads?
How would they react to the clear and simple fact that Tackle works?
Hey, you look great.
Chase that beats the others. Go on, Pepsi, pours it on. Anytime with the stakes. Go on, Pepsi, pours it on.
Go the one-way route with Pepsi and bottles you never bring back. One-way bottles, no deposit, no return. Taste that beats the others cold. Ice cold Pepsi Cola. You'll love it. Stephen Wolf, everybody, 17 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Possibly the final night of the Tom Campbell Show on KYA. everybody. Born to be Wild here on the Tom Campbell Show from KYA.
Here's America's newest singing group, the Affectionate Taxi.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab a taxi. Grab a taxi. Grab a taxi. Grab a taxi. The brand new taxi ball pen.
If you can call a pen a taxi, why can't you call a pencil a bus?
Taxi, 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 grab a taxi.
The Affectionate Taxi invites you to try the new Taxi Ball Pen. The pen that writes clean. The pen to make the scene and make your writing a ball. Go grab a taxi. Only 29 cents. Check it out.
Grab a taxi and you win. Taxi pens are wild and thin.
Check it out. 14 minutes away from 9 o'clock. My name is Tom Campbell at KYA. Our KYA temperature is 66 degrees. The Barry Goldberg Review. Yeah, my pocket's got a hole in it. And the pocket's got a hole in it or something of the sort. It's 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock of the p.m. And one thing that does make me feel great is the wonderful people who have really, and, you know, I've never asked this and I wouldn't do it, but Foster City, Redwood City, Sausalito even, down in San Jose, San Mateo, these people, not only teenagers, you know, people in their 20s even, door to door asking for signatures. And it's really pretty fantastic because I would never ask you to do that, and I haven't asked anyone to do it. And people have done this on their own. And I hope, I really do, I hope that I can take all these letters and cards and give them to Mrs. Anderson and tell her where to put them, to stick them right up her throat. I really do. I really hope I can tell her that. And maybe she'll get the best. I don't know. So far, I know officially she has about 3 votes because I'm going to put, from what the Mad Bomber said and his friends, Venus and Val and the other, who said that the Mad Bomber himself didn't say that. He kind of inferred. But the other two said that I should be fired. Okay, fine. We'll put that right in the stack of mail with Mrs. Alexander. And tomorrow night we'll see what happens. And I'm not trying to be melodramatic or anything else, but I think you can agree with me. Would you want to work somewhere if the people that listen to you don't want you here? Maybe you feel that way. We'll find out tomorrow night. 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock, 73 degrees from San Jose right now.
Kirby's will sell you a personality for $8.99 to $12.99. What's your thing?
If you try to warm it up, you get so high you open up. Everybody's filled with love.
Somebody once told Kirby's you can't please all the people all of the time. Forget it, because we stock shoes for guys who know who Cardan is, and shoes for soul feet, and shoes for sitting around the frat, bros and loafers and boots. Look, for $8.99 to $12.99, why not come in and discover who you really are?
If you want to open up, be right up front, you'll open up. Everybody's filled with love. Get it on.
Your thing. Kirby's is a family thing.
Hey, that's right. And visit the Kirby Shoe Store in Redwood City at Woodside Plaza Shopping Center or at Hayward at 1100 West Tennyson Road. Bank America card and MasterCharge cards are accepted. Aretha Franklin, I say a little prayer. 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock.
The moment I wake up.
I say a little prayer. Make your leisure times good times this fall. For information about sports, sailing, dance, dramatic arts, playground activities, a lot of fun, music, we here at KYA would like to suggest that you call the Oakland Recreation Department at 273-3296, okay?
Good grief. I've got to get to work on time. I can put on my face and touch up my nails, but what do I do about washing my hair?
Shampoo, Clairol freshens your hair instantly with PSSSSSST. It's not a wet shampoo, oh no. It's not a dry shampoo, oh no.
minutes away from 9 o'clock, KY High Low Time, our KY High Low jackpot standing at $52.26. The Beatles. You like that? Oldie Goldie Golden Gateway. 3 minutes away from 9 o'clock on the KYA High Low Time. And I've got to play the game fair, but there's no law that says I can't give you the answer before we play the game. The High Low Jackpot is standing at $52.26. When we play the game later tonight, you give me that figure. The money's yours. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Hello, sir. A little surprise for the little woman from the little flower shoppy around the little corner. We have a special today on roses, begonias, and nightshades.
No, I want that big vase of carnations there in the window.
Ah, yes. 2 dozen of our most beautiful blooms. Just let me wrap them up.
Oh, no, don't bother. I'll eat them here.
Good gracious, sir. What is it you're doing?
Oh, well, I just couldn't face another one of my wife's bran muffin prune juice and hominy grit breakfast. So she says, if you don't like the way I cook, why don't you go out and have a carnation instant breakfast?
How do you like them?
They're a little dry.
Well, no wonder, sir. You're supposed to mix a carnation instant breakfast with milk.
What a colorful idea. Are there any other flavors?
Of course. Hollyhock, snapdragon, gladiola, cactus.
I think I'll stick with carnation.
Put the miracle additive in your day. THC. Take home carnation. Instant breakfast.
Start off your day with carnation instant breakfast and shuffle off to Buffalo.
From San Francisco.
KYA.
Full broadcasting of California.
As I lay, the grass turned to sand, and the river turned to a sea. And suddenly the sea burst into flames, and the sand was burning. And I breathed in, smoke in my lungs, and there was fire in my brain. And I looked around me, and there were all these shapes being sucked into the flames. And they were writhing and trying to escape. And I knew that I had to get out. And I looked above me, and I saw a shape that was smiling down at me and beckoning, saying, "Come on home!" And I raised myself, and I tried to get out of the flames, and I was getting higher and higher and higher and higher. And I reached out.
The way I feel. Fire. 3 minutes past 9 o'clock, Tom Campbell Showtime with Hilo, our Hilo jackpot. I hope that somebody can use the money because I'm going to give you the answer before I play the game. $52.26 is all you have to tell me to win that cash. That's the amount on the jackpot. You don't even have to guess. So if you're listening to me, the money's yours. I'll be playing the game later tonight, so don't call for it now. Rabbit has asked me and the girls on the switchboard to announce that, please, your calls are wonderful, and the lines are completely jammed out. We can't even get any calls on it, and we're trying to get them unjammed right now. So if you can give us about 10 minutes to unjam the lines, we can take a few calls.